Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrite. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks takes first base on ball four. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball four. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks who is chasing the ball. Wynn reaches third base with a triple. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snider. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is hit by the pitch. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jackson. Bateman moves to third. Lillis moves to second. Jay Hook now pitching. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonder moves to third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonder scores. Hickman moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Astros. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hook for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brautite misplays the ball. That's an error on Brautite. Aspromonte moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Warwick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Astros. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Warwick moves to third. Wynn moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Astros. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-1 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Snider moves to second. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barai fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cannell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Warwick. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrite is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrite hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Warwick hits a pop-up towards short. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bateman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2. Astros. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lilis strikes out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Warwick moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warwick scores. It's 7-2, Astros. Rusty Staub pinch runs for Pete Runnels. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub now playing first base. Larry Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Jay Hook. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lilis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Gonder scoops up the ball and tags Johnson for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spangler bunts towards the mound. McKenzie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McKenzie. Lilis moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lilis scores. Spangler moves to second. It's 8-2, Astros. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 4 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lilis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Lilis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lilis hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.